Well, Margo, you told us a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to say, that Garth Brennan was gone. You were right on that front. Where you were wrong is you said Mel Meninga would be taking over from Garth Brennan, and that's not the case.
I actually said Kevi Walters would be taking over, but Mel would step in interimly until they found a suitable replacement.
Well, to tell us all it was actually happening, the best league insider in the business, Dobbo, joining us right now. Morning, Dobbo.
Morning, guys. How are we? Look, and 100% Margo is right, to be honest with you, because Mel Meninga is overseeing the coaching role to the end of the year. But he'll have the two assistants, Craig Hodges and Luke Burt, who will both be doing the day-to-day. But Mel Meninga will be running it. But this isn't any surprise to anybody. Yesterday, Garth Brennan was relieved of his duties. He's had a year and a half to go on his contract. Remember, at the start of the year, they gave him an extension till the end of 2020. So I spoke to Titans officials last night. I asked them about why they sacked him. And I said, what was the reason? They said, because he put his stamp on this roster. It was his roster, and they've underperformed this year. They had higher expectations, and they're going backwards, and they had to make a decision. Now, today, Mel Meninga will make a presentation to the ownership today and the board after he's done a review on the culture. And this is a player's review. He spoke to every single player. My understanding is that they were scathing the players of Garth Brennan. There was only two players that didn't absolutely lay the slipper into him. One of them being Jai Arrow, who never said a bad word about Garth Brennan. But I can tell you, everybody else, they got the one wood off the first tee and sent her down the straight.
I feel like we only just saw this, though, in 2017 with Neil Henry, Dobbo.
Sure.
It's all too familiar, right. Isn't it?
It is all too familiar. And look, there's some funny things that have happened on the Gold Coast Titans. The ownership there wants success. Darryl Kelly and the Frizzells are successful people, and they deserve it. And the Gold Coast deserves to have a rugby league team that they support. One thing that they are absolutely hell-bent on doing is making the next coach a Queenslander. Wayne Bennett, after he was sacked from the Brisbane Broncos, contacted the Gold Coast Titans through a third party and said, I will come down and coach the Gold Coast Titans for $600,000 a year. That request was told to go away. Boy, oh boy, do you think that Wayne Bennett now would have been, do you think that they'd be sacking Wayne Bennett after, you know, 17 weeks
Dobbo.
Of this season if they'd accepted that?
Dobbo,
now,
who
coaches?
Yeah, who
coaches? Yeah, this is the big question.
Because Kevy's taking his hand out of the race. So
no,
who coaches?
Listen, don't fall for the smoke screen. He's at the top of the Titans list. Yeah. He's saying he doesn't want to coach them at the moment. That's fair enough. The Gold Coast Titans want Kevin Walters. If you want somebody, you'll get him. At the moment, no approach has been made. So, of course, he's going to coach Queensland. He's committed to coaching Queensland till he gets offered from the Gold Coast Titans, which will happen.
Okay, good on you, Dobbo. Thank you, brother.
There he goes.
There he goes, Ben Dobbin, the best in the business. Now, in the papers today, Brad Fittler, the New South Wales State of Origin coach, has said the time is up for our boys, the Gold Coast Titans. They need to leave here and move to Brisbane as the second NRL side from Brisbane. We can't have a team here on the Gold Coast. It's time for the Titans to go.
He's quoted saying that they've had a couple of good years at the start, without a doubt, and they played semi-finals football, but it's been far from success since then, and the Gold Coast has been proven to be a bit of a graveyard for professional sporting clubs, Luke. So why couldn't they be a second Brisbane team?
Here's what we want to know, and our number is 132710. Should they stay? Should they go? Should the Titans still be here on the coast? Do we want a footy side here on the coast?
Of course we do.
We're not supporting them, Margo. They're not producing on the field. I hope they stay.
Yeah.
They're not drawing a crowd.
Yep, but Freddie Fittler might have a point. We want to hear from you. 132710. Should the Titans stay or should they go?